It's 85 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR, and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are Emily Louise Smith and Annalena Phillips Bell, both involved in UNCW's Ecotone magazine and Lookout Books. Emily is the founder and publisher of Lookout Books, a senior lecturer in UNCW's creative writing department, an award-winning lecturer at that, I must say. Plus, a few years ago, Emily was named Wilmington's Woman of Achievement. Thanks for joining us today, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
And we also have Annalena Phillips Bell here, and she teaches in UNCW's creative writing department. She's the editor of Ecotone and Lookout Books. Just this year, Anna received a North Carolina Arts Council Fellowship in Literature, and she has writing forthcoming in several literary journals. Exciting stuff. Thanks for joining us today, Annalena.
Great to be here.
It's nice to have both of you. Now, I'd like to, you have a lot to say, so let's just get going here. Annalena, Ecotone is having its 10th anniversary. You are the editor of this magazine. What are you doing to mark this great time? How are you celebrating?
So we have a lot going on. Perhaps the biggest thing in the spring, we published our 10th anniversary issue featuring contributors who've been with the magazine a long time, novelist Steve Almond and essayist Amy Leach and many others. And we also did a survey of our readers and contributors and asked them about their place, because Ecotone is a magazine dedicated to reimagining place. We asked them where they're from and where they see themselves living, both literally and metaphorically. And we published the results of that survey as a beautiful visualization, and we're doing a series on our blog, which is newly launched also to celebrate our anniversary. It's a joint blog between Ecotone and Lookout Books. It's at ecotonelookout.org and edited by our colleague Beth Staples, so you can check that for a lot more information.
Ecotonelookout.org. Is that what you said? Great. Okay. And ecotonemagazine.org is also the magazine's website.
You can find all of our issues there. You can subscribe there. And you can find a deal there where you can get a subscription to the magazine and the forthcoming novel from Lookout Books.
Yeah. And I've got the this anniversary issue of Ecotone right here in my hands. And it's really lovely. And, you know, these, it's like a book. It's not just a magazine. And do we have advertising in here?
There are ads in the back, but they're mostly for other magazines. They're very minimal. It's all about the art and the literature for us. That comes first.
Nowadays, nowadays it's just really refreshing to have a book full of ideas and creative writing and beautiful things.
Thank you.
So it's lovely. Let me talk to Emily now. Emily, now Lookout, which you founded, and you've been first of all with Ecotone since the very beginning.
Yes, since 2005, and Lookout 2009 was its founding.
Tell us about this first novel that's being published by Lookout.
Absolutely. So we've published 6 books to date. This is our 6th, and it's Matthew Neal Null's Honey from the Lion. The goal with Lookout is to extend Ecotone's reach to book-length manuscripts. So we want to foster our relationships with the authors published in the pages of the magazine. Specifically, Lookout is interested in championing emerging and historically underrepresented voices, as well as overlooked gems. So Matthew Neal Null, our first author, this is his first book, too, and we were very excited about it because it is very much focused on place, which is one of Ecotone's missions. It is such an assured debut. I remember first falling in love with Matt's wildly original and lyric writing style. His editor, again, Beth Staples, has called it lyrical swagger, which I love, and resonant images. Having grown up in Appalachia, the flora and fauna and the scents I know deep in my bones, it's like I've discovered them anew through Matt's really resonant metaphors, the way he writes, and my God, his sentences. The writer Manuel Munoz says they're as lethal as Flannery O'Connor's.
Wow.
But to give you a little of the storyline, so it's set in the West Virginia Alleghenies at the turn of the century, and it revolves around a band of timber wolves or loggers as they clear cut 10,000 acres of virgin old growth forest. Ensemble cast of characters, but it's so much about the writing of the land. Really, by the end of it, in Matt's capable hands, I grieve that the loss of the landscape as much as any of the characters.
Wow. And this is, is it published now? Like, is it out there?
Yes, Tuesday. So this is publication week.
In oh,
fact,
wow.
Matt
okay.
is this is very here? Second on his way to North Carolina as part of a grant with the fantastic organization South Arts. So he'll be at Bookmarks Festival in Winston-Salem this weekend. He'll be at Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill on Monday. And then across the state all next week and back in Wilmington. So Wilmingtonians, you can catch him at Writers Week at UNCW. In November. So look on our website. It's uncw.edu/writers, and you can find when he'll be in town. He'll be giving a craft talk then, as well as we'll launch the book then officially here in Wilmington. And he's on State of Things this time next week, so catch him there too.
Oh, he'll be on the State of Things
in
Raleigh.
Exactly.
Oh, how exciting. And of course, we play that, right? We play that on our sister station here, 91.3 FM, which a lot of people are listening to right now as we speak. So, Emily, that's great. This is a great feather in your cap as well as his, and how exciting.
It is.
Glad he'll be, that we'll be hearing more from this author. The book is called Honey from the Lion, and it's Matthew Neal Null, being published this week. Ecotone is having the 10th anniversary. And as a final thought for the audience, how can they get involved more in the writing that's going on in our town and our region? How can they become connected to, say, Ecotone?
That's a great question. So Ecotone's website has a lot of resources for work that appears in the magazine. We love print first, but a lot of our work is online. And we are also available to book clubs. If a book club wants to adopt the magazine and read an issue of it, one of us will happily come and speak to the book club and talk about the writing. One other shout out I want to give is to our students who work tirelessly on both Ecotone and Lookout and get incredible experience in publishing. And so that's a big way that the community is involved, is our students do a huge ton of work for us.
You know, I have to say that I have been influenced greatly by the work of Ecotone and just come in contact with some great writing. And it's a great thing. It really is. EcotoneMagazine.org. Also, EcotoneLookout.org for Lookout Books.
And Lookout.org. You can order all of our titles there or locally at Pomegranate.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
It's 12:06.